Members of the United Nations Security Council today are considering two proposals and a difficult choice. This afternoon, behind closed doors, they received a new resolution submitted by the United States, Britain, and Spain. Those countries argue that Iraq has failed to comply with 1441, the Security Council resolution that gave Baghdad a final chance to disarm. Meanwhile, France, Germany, and Russia are circulating their own proposal to beef up weapons inspections in Iraq, and they hope counter what they view as a rush to war. NPR's Michelle Kellerman is following today's diplomatic activity. And first, Michelle, what do we know about the U.S.-British-Spanish resolution?
Well, as administration officials describe it, they say it's short and sweet. There are 10 opening paragraphs, mainly recalling previous resolutions, noting that the council has already repeatedly warned Iraq that it'll face consequences if it doesn't disarm. And then the operative phrase at the end is that this resolution, quote, decides Iraq has failed to take the final opportunity afforded to it in Resolution 1441. So we don't see any language explicitly authorizing war. You'll remember U.S. and British officials say they already have the authority to use force to disarm Saddam Hussein. The British have been saying all along they just want a judgment that Iraq is not disarming, and that's what we're seeing in here. And what the Bush administration hopes is that by keeping it simple, it's going to be more difficult for council members to say no to it.
Well, in light of what the council has heard from Hans Blix, for example, what are the chances that this could pass?
Well, the last time he was there, it was a very deeply divided council, and you're seeing that now. If you look at you can count the votes. The U.S. needs 9 out of the 15 members. We know that it can count on 4, and that's U.S., U.K., and Spain, the 3 that co-sponsored this, and Bulgaria. There are 6 nations that are on the fence. Pakistan, Mexico, Chile, Cameroon, Angola, and Guinea. The French and the Germans, who are leading opposition to this next resolution, they say they have Russia, of course, which is also with them, but they say they also have China on their side as well as Syria.
What about this counterproposal by France, Germany, and Russia? First of all, this is not actually a new resolution that they're putting before the council?
It's not a resolution. They call it a memorandum. They say there's no need for a new resolution now, that only inspectors can determine whether, you know, the time's up for this inspections process. So what this memorandum says is that the inspections are just reaching their full pace and that 1441 has not yet been exhausted. I talked to a French spokeswoman at the UN, and she says what they want to see is inspectors spell out a clear work program to destroy the suspected weapons program and then report back, you know, say every 3 weeks, and that's going to keep the pressure up. French President Jacques Chirac talked about it today. He said the goal of their proposal is to establish a timetable for disarmament. He said there's no reason to give up on what he called the logic of peace and move to the logic of war. And by the way, he was in Germany with Gerhard Schroeder, mm-hmm. the chancellor, at a tavern called The Last Appeal.
No.
It was fairly fitting for this debate.
Well, given that there clearly are very different senses of what time it is with regard to Iraq and the United Nations, what does the U.S. say? When does the U.S. Feel that action is warranted unless Iraq were somehow to disarm?
Well, what we've been hearing today is that they're going to wait until mid-March to push for a vote. By then, we'll have heard from Hans Blix again. He's expected to report back on March 7th. And also before that, there's a test the Iraqis are facing. Blix has demanded that Iraq start destroying its Al-Samud 2 missiles and related equipment by Saturday. So Security Council members will surely see that as a test of Iraqis' willingness to comply.
Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman on the diplomatic activity at the UN Security Council.